USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Electric will require all U.S.-based workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, citing requirements that federal contractors and their employees be vaccinated. GE, which updates its vaccination policy on Friday, employs about 56,000 Americans. Several other large companies, including American Airlines and JetBlue, have cited the requirement for federal contractors, which President Biden announced in September. He's demanding vaccine mandates. The White House has said the deadline for employees of current contractors to be vaccinated is December 8th. The strike at heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere is the biggest in the pandemic era, with 10,000 workers on the picket line calling for better pay and benefits. It's critical harvest time in America, with farmers who are already dealing with a short supply of farm equipment and parts before the strike. John Deere executives and union leaders are back at the negotiating table as of Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, SimpliSafe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit SimpliSafe.com.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The feds are failing America with the supply chain shortages, and a lack of leadership for months has not held bottlenecks throughout the country. Now, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis has a plan that could relieve the supply chain problem. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready to help solve the nation's supply chain problems. Speaking Tuesday from the Jacksonville Port Authority, the governor saying, "Florida's here, we've got the capacity." DeSantis adding, "Florida ports stand ready to alleviate the log jams at other ports that are dealing with the shipping bottlenecks." The governor adding, "Florida ports will offer incentives to companies who move their goods through the Sunshine State." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday night football will feature 2-3-3 teams as the Broncos head over to Cleveland to take on the Browns. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The January 6th Commission continues its investigation. Former Trump strategist for only 7 months, Steve Bannon, has ignored subpoenas to turn over records. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin on CNN says the committee will hold Bannon in contempt.
With blatant contempt of the Congress, we had a subpoena for him to turn over all of his documents on the 7th, and then to come and testify on the 14th, and he literally just blew us off. Very few Americans would do that. The vast majority of people we've subpoenaed or approached have come in to testify. Very few people would think in such a sneering and derisive and contemptuous way of governmental process like that, but he did. And it's a crime in the District of Columbia, punishable by up to 12 months in jail. Assuming he's found guilty, of course, he has every right to due process. But if he's found guilty of what I think he's blatantly guilty of, then the prosecutor makes a recommendation, and there are certain sentencing guidelines and precedents and so on that the court will look at. And look, the point is not to make him suffer. The point is to get people to testify.
October's full moon, the Hunter's Moon, and the Orionid meteor shower are on this week's celestial forecast. The Hunter's Moon will be 99% full Wednesday evening. That's according to Earth Sky. The full moon coincides with the peak of the Orionid meteor shower on Thursday morning. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.